getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Greetings, this is Dwayne Wolf from New Horizon Church in Fife, Washington, coming to you with a word on transformation. So good to be with you today and just have the opportunity to minister encouragement to you. And that's what I hope I'm able to do today. I want to talk to you a little bit about transformation. I love the idea of transformation. And we would pick that up out of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be no longer conformed to this world, but be transformed, no longer conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. I love that idea. Think about what he's saying there. The word transformation there in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 is the word metamorphosis. And it gives us the picture of what becomes a butterfly. So our lives as well, Paul is saying, our lives as well can go from caterpillar to butterfly. And yet we think, most of us would think, well, I thought I did that at salvation. I thought I did that when I received the Spirit, when I received the Lord. And so here Paul is writing to those who've become believers, and he's saying to them, there is a further metamorphosis that you need to experience. That further metamorphosis will happen as you are renewing your mind. So that's interesting. I find that the majority of the New Testament actually is not talking about the Spirit, but talking about the mind or facets of the mind that we might describe in Christian faith as the mind, will, emotions, imagination, and reasoning. Paul will often mention one of those facets, and we would think of that as the facets of actually the soul. So Paul often is referencing the soul, and James does the same in James chapter 1, 19 through 21. He says, to rid ourselves of all that remains of filthiness, of dirtiness. He's talking to believers here again. And he says, receive the engrafted or the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. That's kind of an interesting thing. You'll see the word soul is there in the New American Standard, in the King James, but not necessarily in some of the newer translations. And I think that it's there on purpose because he's talking again to believers already who already, we would say today in our vernacular, their souls are saved. But yet he is saying, receive the engrafted word, the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. So how does all of this work? We want to see what in the world Paul is saying, what James is saying. And part of what they're saying is that the word of God is a seed. Peter tells us that as well. Jesus told us that in Luke 8:11, the word of God is seed. Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 that we are born again of incorruptible seed. So the word of God is like a seed. And now they're telling us to get this seed in our soul because this seed is able to save or sanctify or sozo our soul. That is to bring our soul out of Egypt and bring our soul into promise. You see, once we're born of the Spirit, we still have some things going on in the mind, will, emotions, imagination, and reasoning. We've still got some negative thoughts. We've still got some old ways of thinking. We've got mannerisms and emotions that still need to be converted, conquered, renewed, transformed. And this is why the Word of God is so important. This is why, by the way, you have an enemy who is extremely busy trying to keep you away from the Word of God, out of the Word of God. And that's why also, I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, I sit down to read the Word of God, and it seems like wormwood or one of those, you know, drowsy demons will come and rest on my shoulder, and next thing you know, I'm dozing off. It's interesting that the Word of God is so powerful. Jesus actually said, John 6:63, that the Word is different than any other thing. It actually has within it the DNA of God's very nature. It has the power to transform your soul that needs to be transformed. And he says there in John 6:63, that my Word is spirit and life. So it's not just ink on a page. When you read the Word, when you bask in the Word, when you look at the Word, when you have those daily devotions, when you receive illumination on a scripture, you're actually receiving the DNA of God, the very power to transform your soul and turn you into the butterfly God ordained for you to be. So I encourage you today, run after the Word, love the Word, Don't let anything steal your time with Father's Word, and your life will begin to take on that new realm of transformation.
You've been listening to Pastor Dwayne Wolfe of New Horizon Church in Fife. For more details about the church, visit them online at newhcc.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.